Now I know what women really want. After all these years of living with them, dealing with them, being attracted to them, trying to avoid them, not being able to live without them, I finally figured out what's missing in their lives, what they want more than just about anything else in the world. It's like this. After leaving the corporate world, I no longer felt I needed to carry a briefcase or an attaché case. Men's clothing, unlike most women's clothing, generally is made with a lot of pockets to put things in, so pockets were enough at first. By the time I had started carrying around what I considered to be the bare essentials of daily intercourse, my pockets were still roomy and largely empty. But one thing leads to another. If you carry pocket change, it is generally accompanied by folding money. Then there are those keys. The keys to the house, the cars, the doors, or the book loft, the showcases at the shop, etc. They start multiplying, and you start carrying them because it's the easiest way to find them when you need them. Then, if you're caught scraggly a few times, you start carrying a comb. Even if you don't want to carry a wallet, you start toting the semblance of one because it's the best way to find your health care card, your driver's license, charge cards, library card, AAA card, your various notes and phone numbers, and pretty soon, the wallet that was so slender when you bought it begins to look like a bloated cow patty. So, you decide to carry something that looks cooler than a briefcase, less conformist than a backpack, not as silly-looking as one of those front-loaded waist things. Looks like a Balthus just swallowed a large rat. Instead, you find a great-looking Iranian carpet bag your brother-in-law brought back from the Middle East many years ago. It looks really nice, and besides, there are just a few things that need to be carried back and forth to the office. Magnifier and light. Or a gel from that time you had a bad tooth. A toothbrush from the time you had to work late and go to a meeting feeling refreshed. A multi-purpose pocket knife that Robinson Crusoe would have coveted. Some contact lenses in case one of your splits. A pair of eyeglasses in case the contact lenses start attacking you. Some prescription medicines that you no longer remember the reason for. An extra pen. Extra bandages from the time you cut your finger. A child's puzzle toy in case you run into one of your grandchildren. Aspirin from the time you hurt your neck. A metal fork from the time you got caught with food to go without anything to eat it with. A floating eyeball to entertain grandkids with. A backup tape from your computer system. A small pin light from the time the power went out at work. A tiny walking pig toy for emergency grandkid entertainment. A notebook in which you record your adventures as you meander through life. The Iranian carpet bag begins to swell to the ceiling. Well, you think, what would happen if you left that bag at home one day? Do you really need all that stuff? So, one day, you get up the courage to do just that. You leave home for work without carrying anything, and everything goes just hunky-dory for about 3 hours. Then you can't find the magnifier, so you can read that handwritten note from a friendly book dealer. You get caught with a grandkid who was bored. You develop a blister and can't find a bandage. Yep, you get the picture. Rather than clean out your old Iranian carpet bag, you figure that if you start over with a smaller bag, you'll do better just adding to it what you need for that day only. Within weeks of toting about a book-signing bag from one of your book tour events, you suddenly realize the thing is getting quite heavy. So what's in there? You timidly turn the bag on end on the sofa at home and go through it. There's a stack of stories you keep on hand, ready to read to groups who want you to speak to them. There's a manuscript you work on whenever possible. There's a notebook you bought to write about your adventures because the other notebook is at home in your carpet bag. There's a calendar you keep with you to keep up with your schedule. The book signing stuff has gotten out of hand lately. There's a computer system backup. There's an audio tape you've been meaning to send to NPR. There's the tape recorder you used to record your writings for various prospective stations. There's a lighted magnifier you brought because the other one wasn't available when you needed it. There's a bottle of aspirin, a glue stick for pasting up your want lists for the printer, a pad of Post-its you no longer can live without, a multi-purpose tool even Robinson Crusoe couldn't work. But it might come in handy one day. A thing of murine from the time your eye was infected, the tiny dollar store stapler you used to fasten manuscripts together. There's a grandkid magnet toy just in case, and on, suddenly, you're carrying even more stuff than when you started out with the old Iranian carpet bag. So now, you suddenly realize an awesome truth. the women in your life, bought all those reams of purses, those serialized and never-ending purses, because each one was purchased in hope that it would simplify their lives and make everything seem more organized. Only those purses each time became detritus magnets and grew fatter each day, eating up any stray objects around them, belching odd items out now and then when they became too fatted. And suddenly, you also realize that you have become Purse Man, a guy entrapped by his own need to have stuff around just in case stuff is needed, even if it's never needed. And the answer to the question, what do women want, comes clear calling. Women want bigger purses, self-organizing purses, purses that contain only what you want at the moment you want it and nothing else. And obviously, though you, as a guy, are humbled to have to admit it, that's what men want, too.